I know that everywhere you look, it's all about learning vocabulary, learning about grammar. Everything is around that. And most people, that's what they do. They just learn more vocabulary thinking, I'm not enough as I am. I don't know enough. I have to learn more and more to be that great leader and get that next step in my career. Unfortunately, it's completely counterproductive. And let me explain why in this episode. Reflect on yourself when you are speaking your native language. So let's assume it's French, German, Indian, Chinese, whatever your beautiful native language is. Think of the time where you want to use a new fancy word in your native language. When this happens, it takes a moment for you first to remember properly that new word, and second, to properly use it in a spontaneous discussion with someone. It takes a lot of effort, depending more or less on your capability to do that, but it takes some type of effort to remember the word and then to use it in a discussion. That's just for one word in your own language. So imagine now the effort that it requires for you to do that in English. It's so much effort not only to learn by heart some new words, but then to be able to place those words in a discussion with a colleague or with your manager or with a customer. So the way to approach that, it's not about learning a list of new name or new words. It's about being pragmatic. It's about speaking. You start speaking with the way you're used to speak in your native language. So that's the second point I want to highlight, is that everybody speaks a certain way in their own native language. Some people are using words that are more fancy than others. Some are using more basic words. That's about the level, let's say, of eloquence of someone. Then there's also the fact that because of the nature of your job, you're going to speak more operationally, more strategically, or you're going to use words that are more about a certain function, like if you're in procurement or HR, engineering, you're going to use a different set of words. Same thing based on your personality. Let's say if you have a certain level of empathy, you know, you're going to be using a lot of words to express that aspect of collaboration and working together. If you may be more analytical, you will also use different type of words. So because of your personality, your experience and your profile at work, you're going to use naturally already in your native language certain type of words, and you have already a lot of knowledge in English because you're able to listen to me right now. So you know already many words. So you have to start speaking, and you have to speak much more, so that instead of learning a list of words, for example, a video on YouTube that tells you how to do 10 ways to disagree in a meeting. You don't need 10 ways to disagree in a meeting. You just need to be comfortable with one way to do it. And it needs to be the way you usually already use in your own native language. And in order to do that, it's about you speaking. So when you start speaking in a meeting, or rather first starting with colleagues or customer you're familiar with, you feel comfortable with, start in a small committee, you know, to increase your confidence. When you're speaking, you will see what are the words that are missing. And depending on the words that you miss, like for example, with a customer, you're talking about how satisfied are they about your product, and then you see, you can feel that you constantly struggle in asking them what is their level of satisfaction. For example, you forget the word level, you don't know, and you're always, you can feel that every time you try to explain that to them, you're kind of blocking on that word. That's where you go and check afterwards or during the meeting, according to how comfortable you are with the person. That's where you go and fill in the blank that you have. And you say, level of, ah, okay, this word, I need to remember it because I keep on using it with customers. So you speak and then you fill in the blank during the day based on what you've been trying to say, so that instead of learning all those ways to say all those different words, no, you directly go and fill in the words and learn the words that you were about to say in your native language when you were trying to express an idea in English and you didn't know how to say level, the level of or satisfaction, and you were missing those words. And it came spontaneously because in your mind, you were thinking those words, you were trying to express that idea in your native language, and it was blocking when you try to say that in English. So is it important to learn many words and to learn many advanced words? Of course, yes, it is, because as a leader in your native environment, you feel extremely powerful and confident and, you know, and just happy with yourself. So you want to have that same level of confidence in an English environment. But what I'm saying here is that you first need to create that level of confidence with the casual and the more standard words that you use in your day to day. And then you can always improve and learn more synonyms or learn more advanced words. But first, make sure that how you tend to speak in your native language, you manage to do the same in when you speak English. Instead of learning by heart so many words that are unrelated to you and how you act and how you speak, go and speak. And that's where you will see the words that are completely blocking your discussion with the person.